Good morning, everybody, and welcome to A Penny for Your Thoughts. I'm Jim Turpin. I'll be here until 11 o'clock this morning. You can jump on this program and get right on the air. Here's how you do it. 356-9397 on this open line. We have an hour of that to begin with. You can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line at 351-5357. Open line the first hour, then we'll have a conversation with a couple of people from Health Alliance and from Carl. Shanae Rice Madigan is the Vice President of Government Business for Health Alliance Medical Plans and Public Relations Coordinator for Carl Foundation, Laura Mabry. And the reason they're here this morning is to be talking about the key dates and the options for insurance in 2018. And there are a lot of things to talk about and a lot of dates to remember, that kind of thing. And we want you to, if you have a question, to call right in and ask them. So this is the day that you can find out. They've got all the dates. They've got all the information about rates and options and all those kinds of things. So that's the second hour. That's a 10. Right now, it is an open line up until then. The Senate panel has okayed the tax bill. This kind of draws President Trump and the GOP closer to a major legislative win, although they're still arguing about it a little bit. And unacceptable. Democrats turn on Senator Al Franken over the groping allegations. John Cass writes in the Tribune that Franken, like Moore, should vanish into the woods. Franken has apologized, as have many others that have been accused. And Judge Andrew Napolitano writes about the incredible new chapter in the Hillary Clinton Chronicles. Very interesting story. I'll tell you about that as we go along this morning. And I don't know how many NFL fans we have out there. I watch the NFL kind of off and on. It's not something I would make a point to make sure I was home to watch, as I would for a college game. But Jerry Jones against Roger Goodell, the battle for the soul of the NFL. Others are screaming, hey, NFL owners, tired of half-empty stadiums, this isn't hard. Tell your players to stand up for America. Locally, two U of I leaders received bonuses totaling $175,000. Higher enrollment cited in the job performance. The U of I Police Training Institute given at least three more years. Davis and Shimkus in the Congress laud their tax bill, but Democrats say it will be costly for the middle class. And from our readers section, all kinds of different things. GOP tax plan awash in red ink. Champaign County nursing home vote must be meaningless. These are all headlines from various stories, various letters to the editor. What's best for all of Champaign? It's written by architect Neil Strack. Gun owners held to high standard. And drain the swamp. Muck is growing. And Dave Lone's been talking about all the sports activities this weekend, I'm sure. Tonight, those of us that are volleyball and basketball fans have a conflict. Although you could go to volleyball at 6 o'clock and then on over to basketball later, it begins at 7:30, so that might work out. Ohio State University suspends all fraternity activities. So those are just some of the headlines. What would you like to pick up on today? You want to grab on to any of those? Fine. If you want to bring up something that you would like to comment on or share with others, or a question that you might want to ask, that's what we do on an open line. 356-9397 or text us at 351-5357. We'll take a break right here and come back and see who's going to be first. Let's get some dialogue going here. As I've said many times, the monologue begins at 11 o'clock when Rush comes on. Rush talks to Rush for the most part, and he's very good at it, obviously. But this is a dialogue. We have always designed this program to find out what those of you in the community have on your mind today. And many of you I talk to that say, I listen to your program on a regular basis. They compliment me sometimes. Sometimes they have questions about it. But then I always ask, well, have you ever called? No. Well, why not? Well, I'm afraid somebody's going to recognize my voice. Well, so what? We're not going to do that, are we? We're not going to let that stop us. Let's see what James has to say. Hi, James.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. What's going on, James?
I just wanted to comment that I was listening, and I didn't know that my friend Richie Turner died a year ago.
Died a year ago?
Well, I said it was 2016.
Well, maybe that, perhaps that was, I know it's been some time ago. I didn't remember exactly how long. And now they got, it's being brought up again now because a lawsuit has been filed.
Well, I don't know, but I just wanted to say that I knew Richie Turner, and he's a real nice guy.
Yeah, a lot of them are homeless people, and the people on the street turn out to be pretty good people. I guess he had some problems there at one time where he was running up and down the street. I think a lot of people get in trouble when they have maybe some alcohol or something else and get some kind of out of sorts, and they do things they wouldn't ordinarily do. I believe that's kind of what happened to him. And then when they tried to subdue him, he had heart problems. And that's what they're talking about now.
Well, I just want to say that I miss him, and I wish his sister all the best luck in the world.
Okay, well, thank you, James.
They're really nice people.
I'm glad you called. A lot of people knew him. Mike is next. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Just a couple of quick items, and a couple of them are probably things that people see every day that don't really think about it. But to start with, I don't get a chance to listen to the folks that come on before you in the morning very often, but earlier in the week they had Dick Durbin on.
Uh-huh.
Called in, and he was making comment about that this tax reform bill is moving too fast. I need to stop and read it. Now, that swerved off the road when I stopped. When he said it, I could see Nancy Pelosi sitting there. Oh, we'll read it later. Just pass it.
She said that once before, didn't she?
Oh, boy. Did she ever. But anyway, with that aside, I rank Dick Durbin in the same category as I do Mike Madigan, but that's just my opinion.
Well, he's been around a long time, that's for sure. He keeps getting reelected.
Been around too long. a lot of them have both parties.
Well, I tend to agree with you on that. I've always been for some sort of term limits, but that doesn't seem to work, because the very ones that could get something like that done are the ones that don't want to have it done because they want to stay in there.
I agree with you, Jim. The other comment I was going to make, and I love to hear the comments from people calling in, is there anybody in the listening area know anybody that's ever been stopped for using a cell phone or parking or asked to leave or move a car that's parked in a handicapped spot that they are clearly not handicapped? No stickers, no signs, and they run into the store.
Has anybody ever been arrested for that? Is that what you're saying?
Arrested or asked to move a vehicle or a vehicle towed? Has anybody ever been stopped for using a cell phone? You can't go 5 feet without somebody with a cell phone on their head.
No, I think most people are just ignoring the law. I agree with you. You can really tell it when you pull up to a stop sign. Look in all directions, and you'll find people on their phones.
Or you're at a stoplight and you wait an extra 15 seconds because somebody's trying to text somebody.
That is true. I don't know. It's all a question, I guess, of priorities. What's the best use of time that the police can have, and what is it they should be doing? And I don't know how, unless perhaps if somebody's involved in an accident and there's some proof that they were on a cell phone when it happened, they'd get in trouble. But otherwise, I don't see how they can just go around and look in the car and as people are driving along. It's against the law,
I agree, Jim. It's something that you could never keep up with if you were trying to police it. I can only hope that there's an accident that is checked into, if somebody is actually using that, and then they're dealt with accordingly. When that law was passed, I said to myself, there's no way in the world they're going to be able to police that.
No, that's right. There's a bunch of laws like that.
Yeah, there is, Jim. That is what it is, and we deal with it. But have a great day. I'm anxious to hear what anybody has to say.
Okay, hang in there, Mike. Anybody know of anyone that's been arrested because you were driving down the road and you're on the cell phone and the police stopped you, and that's why they stopped you? JR is next. Hi, JR.
How you doing, Mr. Turpin?
I am doing great. How about you, man?
Okay, I met Richie Turner at the soup kitchen, and when Richie was off the drugs and alcohol, he was a different person. He was an All-American for Central High School. He played football for Central, and I used to go visit him in the wintertime down on Green Street, and I never did see his sister come visit him. So, I think Richie let himself go. He was overweight. He's on drugs and alcohol, and they had him at the drop-in center behind Phoenix. The police had him, they were afraid to approach him when he was on drugs. This girl that he used to hang around with, she went right up to him. She didn't do nothing to him. He didn't do nothing to her. He just took her sunglasses off, and that was it. But when he was on them drugs and alcohol, he was a different person.
Yeah, I think that's what did him in. That's when they were trying to arrest him. That's when the problem started.
His dad, his family used to run Turner Ribs years ago. It was a real good rib business, I guess. I never did go there, but I heard a lot about it.
I've heard that name, but I don't know anything about that or where it was or anything else. That was before I got here.
I don't know either where it was, but I heard about it. But it's a shame. There's a lot of homeless people out on the streets. I see it every morning when I walk from work.
Yeah. And all you can do is try to help them out as best you can. And I know a lot of people have opened up shelters and things for the cold weather. That's one good thing.
Yeah, I think this guy's waiting for the 20th of this month. He's they're going to open up the churches and stuff.
Yeah.
He sleeps out behind it's close to the Virginia Theater, that housing authority. There's a flower area where, and he sleeps in the back, right close to the awkward the awning where you don't get wet and stuff. But he's got terminal cancer, and he just wastes away. He goes and gets a pint of alcohol every night.
Oh my, yeah. Hey, good to talk to you, JR. I appreciate your call, sir. Callers, hold on. I need to take a quick break here. We're coming right back. We're back on Penny for Your Thoughts. I'm Jim Turpin. Phone lines open at 356-9397. And Terry is next. Hi, Terry.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I am good, sir. What's going on with you?
Well, a couple of things. First off, I was very disappointed to hear that you're leaving. I have expressed my displeasure to some upper staff. I think Brian will do a very good job, but it will not be the same program that it is today, and you wouldn't expect it to be. But I'm going to miss that part of what you do because you do it so well.
Let me just say thank you. You've been a terrific caller to this program for many, many years. You and your wife have been friends outside the, off the air and on the air both. So thanks for your kind words this morning, Terry. What else is on your mind?
Well, the other reason I called is I wanted to respond to the gentleman that called a couple of calls ahead regarding being stopped with cell phones.
Yes.
They do occasionally do it. Now, certainly they don't do it enough, I can tell you that. But I can speak from at least my wife's experience. We were talking, and we both have Bluetooth hands-free in our car, but the battery to hers had died. So she was talking to me on her cell phone, but she had it set on the dashboard and was driving. As we were finishing our conversation, she reached up to turn the phone off, and an officer saw her, and he stopped her, and he gave her a ticket. That ticket was $127.
Oh, wow.
We paid that. We paid that ticket because technically she was in the wrong. But what aggravates me the most are these people who you see driving down the road with the phone to their, either in the front of their face as they're talking or at their ear, or you can tell that they're down texting. Our city coffers could certainly be a lot better if they started handing out a whole lot more of those $127 tickets.
You're right about that, and there are certainly plenty of people out there that do exactly what you say. It's kind of amazing, really. I have the Bluetooth as well, and I get calls there, and I don't even like that very much. I mean, it's okay, but it's I guess I'm one that's always concentrating on driving more than anything else.
Well, I, as you know, in my business, I drive a lot, and
I bet you do a lot of business on Bluetooth, don't you?
I do. I conduct a lot of business while I'm driving, but I certainly attempt to be very cautious in my driving, and it certainly can be accomplished to be able to communicate on a cell phone and still drive. It's these folks who don't. They're really aggravating, but it will be what it will be. They certainly could have an opportunity. The other thing I would say, if the police department on either University or Church Street would set up, they could be writing a whole lot of speeding tickets because there are so many people who speed along both of those routes every day.
Yes, I drive both of those routes every day now that we're downtown, and I know exactly what you mean. And I come in here early in the morning, between 6 and 6:30, and you'd think, there won't be much traffic, and there isn't. But the ones that are there are in a hurry to get to work or wherever they're going because they're going fast. Hey, Terry, good to talk to you. I need to take another call or two before the news here, but thanks for your kind words, and we'll be in touch, bud.
I'm sure we'll talk a few more times before before we lose you to the community, at least on the air, I'm sure. The other thing, just one quick commercial. James and the Giant Peach at the Virginia Youth Theater tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah, I wish people, Patty or somebody, would have called me earlier. I might, you know, it's always fun to have those kids on the air.
Sure.
But we'll get it next time around. Thank you. Appreciate it. We go to Rick. Hello, Rick.
Howdy, howdy. Hey, cell phone problem solver here.
All right.
Anybody ever drive up to Chicago and get on the pay tolls? They will take your picture if you haven't paid at the toll booth. So on the busiest streets in Champaign-Urbana, set up some cameras. They'll see the photos of people on the phones and their license plate. So the next time that person, they're sent a ticket if they just discard it. Lo and behold, the next time you go to get your driver's license renewed, you have a ticket to pay before you can get your license renewed. That might put some money in the city coffers. End of call. Think about it. Bye.
All right. This guy's got it all figured out. You know, you could. There is the possibility that you could be driving down the street. You could have your cell phone someplace that was visible. Maybe even you're holding it or something. It isn't any proof that you are talking on it, is it? I mean, I don't know if anyone has challenged that in a court or not. Dave is next. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Jim. In Tennessee, the state police have acquired a semi and painted it in state police car colors, and two officers are in the vehicle, and they can look down and see people on the cell phone, and they write tickets down there for that, and it seems to work.
So that's the sole reason they're out and about looking for people, right?
Yep, just what they're doing.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. It is 9:30 News Headlines with Brian Barnhart. Back after that with more of our open line on Penny. This is Penny for Your Thoughts. I'm Jim Turpin. Phone lines open at 356-9397. Text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. Back to the phones for Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's going on, Jeff?
I'm a truck driver.
Okay.
You guys are talking about cell phone use while you're driving, and I'm talking about any cell phone use. I'm talking about without Bluetooth, of course. You know, you can have the headset, and it's totally different. But you would not, maybe you would believe, but there's only two types of people that I do not see using the phone. Using the phone, handheld, texting, anything, there's only two types of people that I see not doing that while they're driving. And one is people who can't drive, they're too young. And the other person is people who are too old and don't use cell phones.
The rest of them are doing it, huh?
Every single other class, age, ethnicity, I don't care what you are, who you are, you're using that phone. I don't care what the law is. And believe it or not, I have had discussions with police officers, state troopers, and they say that they are void from the law. And I don't know the reason. Never mind, I ain't getting into that. But police officers are supposed to be void from that law. And it's like, oh, I see. Well, you have the capability of seeing the road and your phone at the same time. Gotcha. No, but I've been doing this for 3 years now. And that is the case, that there's only three types of people. And it doesn't matter if they're the only person on the road or if they're in bumper-to-bumper traffic moving 75 miles an hour. I go up to Wisconsin, and there's a 30-mile stretch of construction up there. During the summertime, it was bumper-to-bumper moving 70 miles an hour, and they're still on their phone looking at the screen and texting away.
It's scary. It must be scary, isn't it? I mean,
Yeah, it really is.
I'm surprised. Surprised there isn't, there aren't more wrecks or, you know, problems.
Right, wrecks and deaths, and people believe. I just don't understand why people think that moving around a truck like this is any different than moving around a car. You know, taking a truck in particular, we can't stop nearly as fast. We will crush you, and there's nothing we can do about it. The brakes just don't engage the same way, you know. We will crush you, we will send you off the road, and we will, and after that's all done, we will hang up our keys and never do it again, because it because emotionally it will crush us to have that happen. But it cannot be avoided, and drivers just don't pay attention. They just don't care. And it's like, really? And Jim, I see it every single day. And I just shake my head. That's all I can do.
I would think a truck driver could has the best view of all of people doing that.
Yeah. But anyway, that's what I had to say.
Okay, I'm glad you called, sir. Thank you very much.
Have a good one.
We're at 356-9397. We've just learned that University of Illinois Police Chief Jeff Christensen will retire at the end of next month. Started with the department in 1983 as a student patrolman. He became a chief in 2012. Starting in January, Deputy Chief Matt Myrick will be the interim chief of police. University of Illinois Police Chief Jeff Christensen will retire at the end of next month. We take a break here. We're coming right back at 356-9397. And back to the phones we go on a Penny for Sherry. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I am good. What's going on,
good.
Sherry?
Well, the Urbana Library book sale is going on, and it's the perfect time for people to buy Christmas, Hanukkah, Kamsa, whatever gifts. And we have a basement full of wonderful books, and the prices can't be beat. $1 for every book, and that includes $50 art table books are only $1. And pocketbooks are 3 for $1, and regular trade paperbacks are 75 cents. So, people, this is probably the cheapest way to do holiday shopping. It's Thursday night is the Friends. This is done by the Friends of the Urbana Library, and all the proceeds, of course, go to the Urbana Library. And it's all day tomorrow and Saturday, and Sunday in the afternoon is half price. And then Monday morning, anything that's left, we give away for free.
So is it going on right? Is it going on today or wait till tomorrow?
It starts this evening at 5 o'clock. If you're a friend, you pay $10 to be a friend of the library, and that's for, last night for friends. And today is all day long till 8 o'clock. And tomorrow, it'll be all of the regular Urbana library hours. So I think, what, are they open till 5 or 6 on Saturdays? I'm really not sure. But it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday half price in the afternoon, and Monday morning free. But come get them while they're still
Hot.
Wonderful choice. They're hot, yes. It's a wonderful choice. And it's fun. It's really, really fun because books are expensive. And this way, when I go on a vacation, if I have bought books, paperbacks, 3 for $1, I can leave them when I finish them.
Mm-hmm. You can
I don't
do that.
Have to take them back home. Yeah.
Give them to somebody else, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's what we do. But if I'm somewhere and I don't want to pack a lot, and now that you're only allowed, 40 pounds on an airline, you have to be very careful.
Hey, thanks, Sherry. I appreciate the good information. Have a great time. Jim is next. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning, Jim. How you doing?
I am good. What's going on with you, Jim?
Well, I'm very thankful today. Thanksgiving's coming up, and I want to say thanks to the city of Champaign. I live in West Champaign, and we used to get flooded streets and water in the basement, and there's a detention pond that they built on West Washington, near Russell and Washington, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful area. You can walk around it, and they've got benches and a gazebo, and I don't know if anybody's ever called in and said thanks, and so I just wanted to do that.
We get mostly complaints.
Well, I know. I'm a longtime listener, and I just think, well, let's have something positive said. And one other thing is the street sweepers that come by and get the leaves, and then the leaf pickup, too, is I think is awesome. And I had some bags out there yesterday, and they came and got them. And I have a couple of questions. One is related to that, and I want to know, is there one more pickup before before winter? I mean, before, like, in December?
I think so, but I'm not sure. Somebody can, we can find out about that. But
okay. And then another unrelated one is the state high school football playoffs used to be in Champaign on the weekend after Thanksgiving. And are they still, or did they move it to DeKalb?
It's every other year. It depends on whether we're playing Northwestern at home or not.
I see. So this year we will not have them.
That's right.
Okay. Well, thank you, and have a great weekend.
Yep, you too. Thanks. Appreciate the call. And we go to Jim. Nope, Jim, that is, I guess that's all the calls for the moment. 356-9397. If you have something on your mind, just let me know. I've got something on my mind this morning. It's falling in love with online and mobile banking with Busey. Whether traveling for Thanksgiving or shopping for the holidays, manage your finances when and where it's convenient for you. Download the free Busey mobile app on your device to find the nearest branch or one of their 25,000-plus MoneyPass ATMs, or you can deposit checks, view balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and pay people. With the Busey mobile app, you can mobile chat with Busey customer care and get your questions answered. Access the app by using Touch ID for Apple and Android devices. View your balance and most recent transactions with Quick Balance. No fumbling to enter that password. No smartphone? No problem. With Busey Text, view balances or transfer funds right from your cell phone. Bank online with Busey's online services. With Busey eBank, you can control and monitor your finances through this online banking system. Receive monthly bank statements electronically with eStatements. With Busey Bill Payment, see and pay all of your bills online. No more checks to write, no more postage to buy. Busey's innovative products and services provide a number of advantages while traveling. Convenience: if your device is within reach, you can literally access your accounts anytime, anywhere. Time saving: you can do everything from depositing checks to paying your bills and beyond. Safe and secure: yes, Busey has the highest levels of security, encryption, and firewalls. Busey keeps you connected to your accounts no matter your destination. Download the Busey mobile app today or visit Busey.com for a complete look at their mobile and online banking services. And we go to the phones for Jim. We got a lot of Jims on here today. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Jim, I shouldn't live in the past, but Illinois playing DePaul tonight reminds me of Illinois playing DePaul when the old Huff Gym with Ray Meyer, their coach, and beating Ray Meyer and DePaul. Just kind of brings back memory, and I always...
Is that back when George Mikan played?
Yeah. But not quite. A little bit after that, but...
Okay.
It was in the late 40s and early 50s, and it really was a pleasure to watch a basketball game in the old Huff Gym. I know the new gym is a lot better, but it was sure a pleasure to watch basketball and Illinois then. So
yep.
Just hope we can beat them again tonight. So
I hope so, too. We haven't played them for a long time.
Yeah. And you mentioned a couple weeks ago about guys trying to hide out during the state tournament between sessions. And yeah. I tried that a couple of times, and I'll have to let you know that it never did work. So.
They kicked you out, huh?
Yeah. So, okay. Well, I sure enjoy your show, and I live in Decatur. So.
Hey, thank you, Jim. Nice to have you on the phone this morning. Yes, indeed, during the state high school basketball tournaments at Huff Gym, there were several different sessions. In fact, one time it was a morning, afternoon, and evening session. It's back when all 16 teams played the first day. They changed that, thankfully. But young people would go hide out, and they'd find some, closet or some place where there was some equipment that they could hide behind, and they'd try to hide there between sessions. And sometimes it worked, and for that man, I guess it did not. Jim, good morning.
Yes, I didn't get to tune you in for the full show. I just about 15 minutes ago, and I don't know whether anybody called in about the gun. It was the David Martin article to the editor. Did anybody talk about that? And if it did, I guess it's just beating the dead horse.
Nobody's called in about that yet. I haven't gotten through those letters, but what about it?
Well, I just wanted to say that David Martin hit this right on the head. This Regina Stammer or something, I remember her letter the other day, and she has no knowledge at all about how this happens with the gun owners. I cannot go to any place and buy any kind of a shotgun shell or rifle bullet or anything without showing my FOID card. And exactly what David Martin is talking about holding gun owners to a higher standard, that's exactly what we have been we're in that category. We can't just go out here and just buy a gun and just start, doing our thing. I'm an older guy, and the only reason I don't hunt anymore, but I do a little target practice and trap shooting. But this gets me when people start yelling about things they don't know anything about. But if these guys that are people that are wagging their tongue about how bad the gun owner guy is, they ought to read this letter, and David Martin goes through what we've got to go through if we do want to concealed carry and what it costs us and all that. And if we aren't held to a higher standard, I don't know what anybody would say. I don't know how much more you could do. So
okay, well, thanks for pointing that out. I see this letter here. I was going to get to the, and I still might, before the program's over, get to some of these from our readers' letters. Yeah. They're all pretty interesting, but I see the one that you're talking about. So I appreciate you letting us, calling our attention to that. Gun owners held a high standard is the headline. It is repulsive and borderline criminal for misinformed individuals to malign over 4 million people, the National Rifle Association members. Regina Stanmar, in her November 13th letter, wants firearms owners held to higher standards. We are already held to higher standards. In Illinois, we must pass background checks to obtain a firearm owner's identification card to be carried and shown at all times to purchase, carry, or handle firearms and ammunition. And the letter is much longer than that, but I called your attention to the complete letter that the caller was talking about, just in case you'd like to take a look at that later today or whenever you get your paper. How are we doing, Ed? We need to take a break. Let's do it. We'll take a quick break here, and we'll come right back and continue with this open line. Back on Penny for Your Thoughts, I'm Jim Turpin. We're taking your calls on this open line during this hour. And Chuck is next. Hello, Chuck.
Hello, Jim. How are you this morning?
I am good. What's going on with you?
All right. I'm just calling in to let people know about the Sons of American Legion annual holiday crash show at the American Legion on Post 24 and on Bloomington Road.
Okay. When is it? Is it on now?
It's going to be Saturday from 9 to 2, and there's going to be a wide variety of items, such as teacup, pin cushions, bath bombs, jewelry, goat milk, soap, dog treats, you name it, and it'll be there. It's all handcrafted. It's a handcrafted show only.
Okay, and you sell these items, is that it? It's a sale?
Yeah, there'll be crafters from around Champaign County and other areas that'll be selling all the goods, and all the money will go to the crafters and other organizations that will get it.
This is at Post 24. You might tell the people the location of that.
All right, the location is American Legion Post 24 on 705 Bloomington Road in Champaign. It's pretty easy to find once you get on Bloomington Road because a cannon sits out front of the building.
Look for the cannon, huh?
Yep.
Okay, well, thanks, Chuck, for letting us know about it. I hope you have a great time.
All right, thank you, and have a nice day.
You too. Well, we've had a variety of calls here this morning, which is what we like on these open lines. And during this next portion of the show, we're going to talk about some very important items with regard to insurance options and costs and dates of enrollment, all those important things that you need to know. I'll be visiting with some people from Health Alliance and Carl. And if you have any questions of them, please feel free to call in and ask them, just as you have done during this first hour this morning. So we certainly like it when we have an open line, and a lot of people talk about what they want to talk about. That's the idea of an open line here on WDWS in Champaign-Urbana. And welcome back to Penny for Your Thoughts. I'm Jim Turpin, and as promised, we've got some important information for you coming up in this next segment of the program. We've been talking for some time now about enrollment and options and dates and all those kinds of things, and we want to make sure that you know what those dates are and what you should be doing, what you should be considering, and what your options might be. We're pleased to have here in the studio Sinead Rice Madigan. She's the Vice President of Government Business for Health Alliance and Medical Plans. She's been on our program before, and going to talk to us about a lot of different things this morning. Nice to have you here. How you like this fishbowl?
This is really awesome. I love it, Jim. I'm glad I have the opportunity to come visit you here
today. I'm glad that you're here. This is a busy time for a lot of people. People are wondering about 2018. They're reading all kinds of things in the newspapers and hearing it on the radio and watching on television about insurance, what's going to happen here and there. So let's just talk about some basic things this morning. Maybe we should start out with Health Alliance and Medicare Advantage, and then maybe we can slip from that down to the people that are not involved in that, maybe younger people and have individual plans or have plans with the company or does not have a plan with the company they work for. So let's just start about this open enrollment season. What does that mean? Does that I have this plan. I am at that age, and I have this plan. What should I be thinking? What should I be doing?
Well, you're right, Jim. It's a very important time of year. We're heading into the holiday season and some upcoming dates around Medicare Advantage enrollment period. And we need you to be thinking about the coverage that you have today and looking at that with your family and with what you think works best for you, and make that decision by December 7th. And really, we see a lot of people doing that around the Thanksgiving table with their families and kind of considering their needs, what drug coverage they might need, or a network, a provider that they want to see, a physician is in our network or not. And that's the kind of thing we really want people to be focused on over the next couple of weeks.
What if they talk and get opinions from everyone, and they say, hey, what we've got is pretty good? They don't have to do anything, do they?
That's right. That's right. If they like the plan that they're with, and 99% of the people that are with Health Alliance stay with us, it's a really great value. It's really, really wonderful to have people who think a lot of our plan and find value in it. And yes, if you like your plan that you have today, you can stay with it.
People are always wondering about money, about rates. Is there anything you can tell us in advance of this enrollment period about what to expect?
Well, our rates stayed steady this year, and we're really pleased to bring a very cost-effective plan to our membership and to those who may be shopping. But you need to think about more than just the premiums around your coverage. There are co-payment structure and co-payments for the drugs as well, so you need to be thinking about that.
You know, one of the things that I've found out is I hear from people and read on various publications, one of the things that you really need to do is, when you're thinking about what the premiums are, and that's the main thing, how much is it going to cost, and you need to look over and see what you're going to get for that.
Right. Right,
because there's a possibility that somebody's going to come in and say, hey, I'm only going to charge you this, and if you don't look and see what that covers, you may be very sorry in the future.
Right, and we do think that's very important that you take a look at how comprehensive your coverage is. We believe at Health Alliance we have all of it in one place, your medical and your hospital and pharmacy, plus we bring you a lot of great additional benefits. There's a fitness benefit. You can go to the gym that you like to go to. And we also are bringing a new wellness rewards program to seek some value from getting additional dollars for taking a walk or getting your blood pressure checked or a colonoscopy, that kind of thing.
The Silver Sneakers program is gone, but you've replaced that with the one you just mentioned there. Elaborate on that a little bit. Health Alliance has got a little plan worked out where you can go do it, and they'll pay for it.
That's correct. So it is similar to other Silver Sneaker type programs. However, ours is a little bit more flexible. In our part of the world, there's not the Silver Sneakers may not have had all the gyms included in their network, and so we allow you to go to the gym of your choice, and we reimburse you for that.
And that's is there an amount of money that
yes, it's $30
maximum. How much?
A maximum of $30 per month, up to the $360 for the year.
When I hear about the Medicare supplements, what does that mean?
Medicare supplement is another way to fill in the gaps with your Medicare fee-for-service coverage. Health Alliance also sells Medicare supplements, as do others in the community. It's different in that it's a little bit, we find Medicare Advantage a little bit simpler for people to follow because all your bills are together in one, and you don't get lots of different bills from various, your hospital visit, your physician visit. So we really think of it as a comprehensive way to get coverage through a Medicare Advantage. But again, it's all about what you think you need, and Medicare supplement should be something that you consider as well.
And much easier than dealing with straight with Medicare, that's for sure.
We are your assister in that, that's for sure.
People get inundated with paperwork, for
yes,
one thing.
Yes, we definitely streamline the paperwork process through the Medicare Advantage product, for sure.
All right, let's take a call. This is Carol. Good morning, Carol. You have a question for my guest?
Yes, I do. I have the Health Alliance supplemental to go along with my Medicare. And my Health Alliance picks up everything Medicare doesn't, so I'm really happy with that. I just never get a bill. But I'm wondering why my program doesn't include the health benefits with like the silver sneakers or the new one that has come out. They say that this program doesn't allow that. Could you explain why?
Sure, Carol. I'm happy to do that. Thank you for calling in. So we were just talking a little bit about the differences between a Medicare supplement plan and a Medicare Advantage plan. And with the Medicare Advantage plan, we have a little bit more flexibility to bring you some of those extras that I just mentioned in talking with Jim here. So you can take a look at our Medicare Advantage products by calling our customer service, and I can give you that number, and you can compare that to your Medicare supplement that you have today with Health Alliance and see if you would want to remain with that plan or look at a Medicare Advantage plan, which does have those additional extras in it.
Okay, I was told if I switched over and went with the Advantage, it would allow me the gyms, but it wouldn't. But then I would then have copays on my supplemental policy, where now everything is paid 100%.
I think that there are some, depending on the plan that you choose for Medicare Advantage, there are copays as well. So certainly you need to take a look at that in terms of what services you use under the supplement versus what you might find coverage under Medicare Advantage. And we're happy to work with you individually on that if you call my customer service team.
Okay. What is their number?
Yes, that number is 888-382-9771.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Carol, for the call.
Bye.
Thank you, Carol. If anybody else has a question they would like to ask about anything at all, just give us a call, and we'll have our guest try to answer for you at 356-9397, or you can text us a question or a comment at 351-5357. So you mentioned that phone number. Is there anything else you can do if you need help? What about contacting your agent or somebody that's worked with you on it before?
Yes, certainly Health Alliance wants to be your trusted source for information. But if you work with a broker or you have a broker in the family, we work with brokers as well. So if you are comfortable with utilizing an insurance agent, you should reach out to them. We have many, many brokers that we work with very closely at Health Alliance. So we urge you to talk with the people that you feel most comfortable with. We also have seminars in the community, and we had really great turnout over the last month or so with people coming in to the seminars and speaking with our team about similar questions that Carol raised today.
What kind of questions are they asking you? I want to make sure that if there is some good questions that have been asked that we haven't covered or may not cover, what are people at these seminars talking about?
A lot of times they're wanting to know what their premium is going to be. So that's really important.
The main thing, right?
That is the main thing. And how that might compare to a Medicare supplement premium. Many times those premiums are quite a bit more expensive than the Medicare Advantage premium. So those are types of questions they ask. They ask about if their physician that they love is in the network. You know, if they're new to our plan, they want to know if they can go see the physician they've had for many years. So that's a question that we have. And we also hear a lot about drug coverage and what kind of what drugs that they may be on. We have a $0 tier one benefit through Walgreens and a few other independent pharmacies across the service area. So that's a really great option that we bring to our members and people looking for drug coverage. And they want to know about those extras. So hearing about the rewards benefit that we are bringing this year, as well as the gym membership, those always bring questions.
If they're out on Anthony Drive there on 74, you've got a very nice office there, at least for the time being. We have moved, and you're going to be moving. The Health Alliance will be moving, too, and we get into that a little closer to the move date. But people can come in to this office out there and ask questions, can they not?
Oh, they definitely can, and we welcome that. We welcome walk-ins. You can call in and make an appointment, and we'll sit down and talk to you as well there at our Anthony Drive location. We aren't going to move that location anytime real soon. We're going to maintain that for a little while as we get used to our move here in the early part of 2018.
Is that when it's going to be, early 18?
Yes, it will. I'm think I might sneeze here on the radio. That's not good. But yes, that's correct. During the first several months of 2018.
Worst things have happened on the radio. I can assure you of that.
Well, great. It's passed now.
Don't worry about it. Okay, well, as the December 7th date approaches, we've given you some ideas about what you should be thinking about, what you can do. Now, not everybody has these plans. What about individual plans? Let's just say you don't work for a company. Yeah, you don't have Health Alliance. You're not old enough for Health Alliance Medicare. So what is available for people like that, and what can they expect with regard to premiums?
Sure. Thanks for asking about our other product line. Individual health insurance coverage is very important to Health Alliance, and being able to provide that at a cost-effective way with a broad network here in our service area. So certainly people who are looking for that type of coverage are those that may not be able to have coverage through an employer. And in fact, many are early retirees, people not quite eligible for Medicare yet. So yes, that open enrollment has already underway. It ends December 15th, so it's shortened. Last year it went through the end of December. And so we really want people to take a look at the coverage that they have and make some decisions. In terms of the premiums, you know, there's been a lot of regulatory activity and changes around how insurance carriers are paid for subsidizing or reducing the costs of that coverage. However, Health Alliance worked with our regulator to, you know, make sure that we continue to provide those costs, those plans that provide the extra coverage while still not getting that payment from the federal government. So we believe that we have very cost-effective plans. And in fact, if you are receiving a subsidy, you may not even see any changes in your premium overall.
All right, let's go back to the phones for Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Jim. We have two questions. We're shopping for our parents, and I wanted to know if there was a network difference between Medicare Supplement and Medicare Advantage. Then I wanted to know if there was guaranteed issue with both of those plans.
Right. So Medicare Advantage and Medicare Supplement do have different networks. Medicare Advantage is an HMO and point of service plan, which means that you have to see providers that are included in our network and accept Medicare. And we've arranged all of that. The physicians that are in our network are going to accept a Health Alliance plan. With Medicare Supplement, you essentially can see many of those same providers if they accept Medicare fee-for-service. So there is a difference in terms of that. The other part of your question was guaranteed issue. So Health Alliance during the annual election period is available to anyone of any age. And the difference between Medicare Supplement and Medicare Advantage is that Medicare Supplement is age rated. So as you age, your premiums increase. So that's something you want to consider with your parents and how old they are. And we can certainly walk you through that if you would like to make an appointment at our offices, or just give our customer service team a call and they can walk through this with you and your parents if you would like.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the call.
What is a public marketplace? I've heard about that, and this does that fit into something we've been talking about, or is this something entirely separate?
Yes, for the individual products that we're talking about, there is a marketplace that was created by the Affordable Care Act when President Obama was in office. And that's just basically works like Expedia, or if you ever use any of those online shopping to compare plans. And so you can buy plans from Health Alliance through that marketplace or directly by contacting us. So it's it depends on how you like to shop.
Is there some kind of a limit on the amount of money that you can make?
Sure. So in the marketplace, in the public marketplace, used to be called the exchanges. They've changed it and made it sound a little bit, I think, fancier by saying it's a marketplace.
They're trying to get away from that exchanges thing. It didn't work every place.
That's right. So with the marketplace, you can get subsidies or support towards paying both your premium and your cost sharing, your co-payments and deductibles. If you purchase directly from a health plan, you won't get those subsidies, those supports. So it really depends on your level of income, and the marketplace walks you through that to identify what your eligibility amount will be, and then you can proceed through to the purchasing process.
Now, you talked about these individual plans and so forth, the non-Health Alliance Medicare plans, and I noticed there seems to be an open enrollment ending date coming up fairly soon. So that's, what, in a couple of weeks?
Yes. So for the individual enrollment period, it's you need to make a decision around your coverage by December 15th. If you like your plan you're in, we've already sent you our current members. We've sent you your renewal and your information to help you decide if you want to keep that plan or select a different Health Alliance plan, and we can certainly help you with that.
All right. Let's go to Linda. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. I guess you just pretty much answered my question, which was what date did I have to change my plan. So the thing is, I wanted to know if any of your plans still cover Silver Sneakers. I've been a member of Health Alliance Medicare for 7 years or 6 years, 6 or 7 years now, and I was very happy with it until you took away the Silver Sneakers. And then the dental, which are the two, I only use one medication and I'm very healthy, so I rarely go to the doctor, but the Silver Sneakers and the dental were my biggest, would be my biggest expenditures. So I was just wondering if any of your plans was still covering the Silver Sneakers.
Yes, so we talked a little bit, I talked a little bit with Jim.
Sorry, tuned in late. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. Talked a little bit about the option in lieu of or instead of the Silver Sneakers. It's called the BeFit benefit, and it allows you to get reimbursed for the gym of your choice. And it works similarly to Silver Sneakers, and we can walk you through that if you give us a call and explain how that works. But it's essentially $30 per month up to $360 for the entire year.
That they're paying. The Health Alliance is paying.
I understand that. I've had that all this year.
Great.
I have that now.
Mm-hmm.
But previous to BeFit, which is not as good as Silver Sneakers, I could belong to two gyms. So I'm very active and very healthy, so I could go to – I went to the Refinery in the morning and Mettler in the afternoon, mm-hmm. and Silver Sneakers paid for both. And then when I went to Florida for 2 or 3 weeks, I could go to – Silver Sneakers would take my card. A gym down there would take my card.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now I just have to pick one gym. So that's why I'm wondering.
Well, I appreciate your question and your feedback, and I will share that definitely with our product team as we continue to evolve and design our benefits to best suit all of our members.
Well, thank you. There's no gym. There's no plan even right now of yours that has the regular Silver Sneakers.
Okay. No, we do not support Silver Sneakers.
Okay. Thank you. That was my main question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. We appreciate it. Greg is next. Hello, Greg.
Hi, Jim. I'd like to ask your guest if the deadbeat state of Illinois has ever paid what they owe Health Alliance for employee health care and dependent coverage. At one time, the president of Health Alliance was on there a year or so ago, and they owed him almost $900 million. Is that figure pretty accurate?
Yes, and it had grown since that time he was on here. So I'm glad that you weren't calling me a deadbeat, so I appreciate that, Greg. Yes, we recently received an influx of dollars from the state of Illinois. That brings us nearly current, at least into the 2017 year, for our coverage that we continue to pay our physicians for you as a state employee or your friends who might be state employees. So, yes, we have received almost $1 billion reimbursed through the borrowing process that the state just finalized through their budgeting for this current year.
I wondered about that because I had told the president of Health Alliance if somebody had a catastrophic illness and the premiums weren't paid, did they really have insurance?
Yes, and we, you have a contract with us through the state of Illinois to ensure that we make those payments, and we have been paying our providers, our physicians, on behalf of their providing you coverage timely. So we certainly have honored that throughout this delay, and we continue to appreciate being partners with the state of Illinois in order to continue to bring great coverage to all of our state employee members throughout the region.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate it very much. We're running into the news here. So let's wrap it up by giving, once again, if you wouldn't mind, how people can reach you and maybe those dates, once again, for both the Medicare and also the individual plans.
Great. Thanks, Jim. So I do want to clarify the dates because we've talked about two types of products today.
That's what I said at the beginning. Yeah. A lot of people are confused about dates and options and so forth.
Yes.
But you've done a great job in providing the information about the options, I think. But now, everybody out there, get ready and get a pencil and a piece of paper and write these down.
I feel like I'm going to call out the lotto numbers.
There you go.
So yes, for Medicare Advantage, the annual election period ends December 7th. So I want to be very clear. For you shopping for Medicare Advantage, December 7th is your date. For individual open enrollment period, it ends December 15th. The individual period has been shortened from last year, so don't think you can wait till after Christmas to get this done. You need to focus on that date as well. I'm going to give a couple numbers here. For Medicare Advantage, if you have questions, please call Health Alliance at 888-382-9771. And for individual, our line is open for 877-686-1168. Again, we want to be your trusted source, and we hope that we can provide you with the information you need to make the best choice for you. Thanks so much, Jim, for having us on today.
Well, Sinead, thank you for coming out, and thank you to Laura Mabry as well for helping us get this program together. And again, call these numbers and don't forget the dates. So appreciate you coming out. First time in our, we call it the fishbowl. We're going to have to think of something a little more glamorous than that, but this is a kind of, we have a little more room. It's a little more, you know.
It's a beautiful studio. I really appreciate putting on the headphones here today.
Well, appreciate you being here. So we'll go to the news headlines now with Brian Barnhart, and after that we'll come back with an open line the rest of the way until 11 o'clock. We're back on Penny for Your Thoughts. I'm Jim Turpin. We have an open line going until 11. On Monday, Lauren Tate will be in. We'll be doing our Monday morning quarterback show. And then on Tuesday of next week, we'll have the Amigos, the Three Amigos. That would be Justice Robert Steigman, Judge Michael McCuskey, and the opinions editor of the News Gazette, Jim Dye. All three of them. We've done this group of three together, two or three times now, and always had a good time, got a lot of good questions, and maybe a few arguments. And we look forward to that on Tuesday of next week, and hope that you can join us then as well. Let's go to Scott. Good morning, Scott.
Hi, good morning, Jim. And like everyone else has said, I think everyone else has said, and that I'm very sorry you're leaving. I think you've done a very good job for a long time, so I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Calling specifically about tax reform and then the very typical Democratic screams and criticism that it's only benefiting the rich. And I tried to explain this to a young friend of mine and explain it like this. I said, let me tell you a story. Five people go to dinner. The richest guy says, you know what, I'll pay 90% of the bill. The next guy says, I'll pay about 15%. The next guy says, or 7.5%. The other guy says, I'll pay 2.5%. So the bill comes, and with tip and everything else, it's $200. The rich guy pays 180. The next guy pays 15. The third guy pays 5. And two people pay nothing. A little later, after the bill's been paid, the waiter comes back and says, oh, I'm sorry, I miscalculated something. And anyway, I owe you $20 back. So he gives $18 to the rich guy. He gives $1.50 to the next guy and 50 cents to the third guy. The rich guy, pleased with that, gives the waiter $5 more of a tip. And the two people that paid nothing complain bitterly that the refund only helped the rich.
Hey, that's a pretty good story. I like that.
And he goes, well, that's not true. I was like, yeah, actually it is. The top 20% pay 90% of all the taxes. So at any rate, it made them think at any rate, so I thought maybe I'd point that out.
Well, that's a good story, and you're quite correct, and we've had that conversation a couple of times, and people had similar stories. Do you think most people don't understand that, or the people in the Congress don't understand that, or what is the spin that we're getting?
The people in the Congress do understand it.
Well, why do they spin it the way they do?
Their constituents don't, and a lot of the constituents actually don't. I mean, the lack of real basic economic understanding is crazy. It's like the campaigns for raising the minimum wage to the point where those workers employed at $15 or $20 an hour are not worth that to the employer. And so many people don't understand how that, why that breaks down. We were going to the airport a couple months or so ago at a McDonald's, and these machines are all up over on the, at the counters. And my wife says, "What is that?" And I say, "That is the new $15 an hour worker at McDonald's. They will be replacing the counter people because they can put these machines in cheaper." She's like, "Well, that's not right." I was like, they're in business to stay in business. They're not in business to provide employment. If you're not producing more for your employer than he has to pay you, that dog ain't going to hunt very long.
You make a lot of sense, Scott. Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll go to John. Hello, John.
Good morning, Jim. Enjoyed the little story that the man just gave about the rebates and the rich paying the taxes. I myself have used that little bit different figures, but basically the same thing. And people that I've told that say, I don't believe that. I don't understand that. But you ask, why do they do it? Talking now about the politicians, they do it exactly for that reason. People will not believe it, and therefore it does not take away a point for the politician that he gets charged for telling a lie. Another thing that I wanted to mention, Jim, or else you had some question, and I don't suppose you would.
No, I don't. You're saying basically the same thing that Scott said before you.
Oh, it's amazing, and I'm. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, just go ahead with your second point.
Yeah. Second point was you had a caller yesterday near the end of the program, and I'm sorry I forget his name, but he was talking about the NRA and how the NRA was really trying to hurt the U.S. by keeping guns here. And I know you know this, but I wanted to mention it briefly. A little over a year ago, it was during the presidential debates in the summer, I'll say, of 16. One night they were on stage, and Ted Cruz, they were talking about gun control and the NRA, and Ted Cruz brought up this, and it's 100% true. I checked it out in two or three different sources, and I didn't disbelieve him anyway, because he was smart enough not to stand up and tell a big fat lie with 14 other politicians with him on stage. But he led a fight in the Senate to keep our guns from being put under the put the UN in charge of all our guns and gun control in the USA. And just such a frightening fact, since this is the way, this is what they did, was, what Hitler did in taking away guns, World War II era.
Okay, well, thank you, John. Appreciate your call. I need be a little short with him, but I need to go on to some other callers here. We're running a little bit short of time, but Jim, you are next.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
I want to, and I do miss the little click, because it is hard to tell whether you're on or not.
Wait a minute. You're not on until I say good morning, John, Jim. And then what's so complicated about that?
There's several Jims out there. One I'm calling about. I've been a long-term caller myself. I know Scott personally that just called in. I want to say amen to what he said all across the board. I think you've been super. I was crestfallen in the middle of last week when I heard that you are considering and or going to retire from your position. You're a big part of this community. And there's still lots of time before you're leaving, but it's a heartfelt, you've done a tremendous job. We are so fortunate to have a show like this. And I get it. You're, you know, 62 years old and you want to relax a little bit.
Oh, to be 62 but, again, yeah.
Well, I'm pretty close to that myself. So I just want to thank you. And I, again, Scott made some very good points. People don't get the basics on this tax thing, and they like to they use the term government money constantly, which drives me nuts because it's your money, my money, and everybody else that actually pays taxes out there. The government does not.
Government really doesn't have any money.
They don't, and they keep spending it like they do. But thanks again for everything you do, Jim.
You're very kind. I appreciate it, Jim. Thanks so much. Callers, hold on. We need to take a quick break here. Mr. Bond is waving his arms frantically, and so we'll take this break and come right back. And back to the phones we go for John. Hello, John.
Hey, good morning, Jim. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What's up, man?
A lot of good topics. Well, I'm out here trying to do my part to make America great again.
All right.
Hey, we got a good chance to win in Columbus. This might be that upset we're looking for.
We have zero chance winning in Columbus.
That's what they said about when we played Wisconsin. At least our kids are tackling now.
Okay, well, maybe some are playing better. We haven't.
You never know.
But, well, you know what the point spread is in the game?
I haven't looked at it yet, but
it's 41. It was the last I looked. It was 41.
Yeah. What was the point spread with us with Wisconsin?
We didn't beat Wisconsin.
No, but we didn't win the game, but I mean, we didn't win the battle, but we did win the war. At least it didn't get ran out. These kids are tackling now. So I think our chances are good.
Okay, well, I hope they play better. That's all you can expect at this point of the season, I think. Is
right.
Teams
we just
getting
have to get somebody in the pocket. Okay, Jim, you guys have a good weekend.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate the call, sir. Let's take one final break here. When we come back, we'll talk some more up until 11 o'clock this morning. Well, the Parkland volleyball team has won the national championship for the past 2 years. I'm sure you know that. And they're trying for a three-peat. They won a couple of matches yesterday. Their record is now 50-1, 50 wins and one loss. Unfortunately, that one loss came to a team that is undefeated and may face Parkland in the finals. Today at 5:30, Parkland, now seated number two, will play Coffeyville. Coffeyville is 42-2, so those teams will play in the semifinal match, and then the finals, I believe, are tomorrow. Our congratulations to them. They've played great volleyball once again. I don't care who you're playing, or 50-1 is a tremendous season. They won 25-12, 25-18, 25-21 over Mesa. That was in the quarterfinals. And then earlier in the day, they had defeated Potomac State 25-8, 25-5, and 25-10. Potomac State must have been a very poor team. I've never seen a volleyball score quite like that. 25-8, 25-5, and then 25-10. So they picked it up a bit there in the third set. And the Illinois volleyball team plays tonight against Wisconsin, tomorrow night against Minnesota, two of the top teams in the Big Ten and two of the top teams in the country. And the season is winding down. They need to get a victory here or there in order to get into the to the tournament. Hope that they can do it. Here on WDWS in Champaign-Urbana.